Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man suffered serious injuries when his vehicle ran into a house in northeast Wichita this morning. Just after 2 a.m., first responders were called to 15th and Green. They reported minimal damage to the house, but the driver was hospitalized in serious condition with a head injury. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider raising water rates. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We've got to figure out how to pay for, you know, a aging water plant, and the only way you can do that is through your water rates. And so they are going to go up. Projection is about 5%.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A police chase ended in a crash Monday night in southeast Wichita. A police spokesperson says it related to a suspect who robbed the Best Buy at 21st and Rock armed with a knife. The suspect left the store with nearly $4,000 worth of merchandise and then led police on a lengthy chase. Suspect finally crashed his car into an SUV at Pawnee and Hydraulic. Six people in the SUV suffered minor injuries, as well as a suspect. He was taken to an area hospital for treatment. A Wichita man is in jail accused of a weekend murder.
20-year-old Carver Solomon was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police say Solomon got into an argument with two men and then shot them in South Wichita on Saturday. 24-year-old John Wheeler of Augusta was shot once in the chest. He was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injury. A 25-year-old man drove himself to the hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the shooting is believed to be drug-related. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman is dead following a house fire in Wichita's Delano District on the west side. It happened around Monday afternoon in the 200 block of North Elizabeth near Douglas and Seneca. A man came home to find the fire and his wife trapped in the home. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Police are seeking a suspect after a woman died in a gang-related barrage of gunfire inside and outside a nightclub in West Wichita. This happened early Sunday at the 511 Club near Central and West. There was a disturbance involving two men inside the club leading to gunshots. As patrons and bystanders began to run, one of them, 19-year-old Sonia Brown, was struck by a bullet. She was hospitalized, but later died from her injuries. Police Captain Brent Allred says a lack of cooperation from witnesses has hindered the investigation, and more than two dozen people who were at the scene have yet to come forward.
There is more shooting going on outside the club. There could potentially be another victim, we believe, that was shot that has not reported it. So there's a lot of stuff that was going on at this club, a lot of people there that have not come forward yet. Now I'm asking them to come forward to give us the information so we can do our job to investigate this.
The club was only licensed to be open until 2 a.m., so it was operating after hours. After two more deaths over the weekend, there have now been 31 criminal homicide cases worked this year by Wichita Police. It's time for Democrats and Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee to turn in their reports and their findings from the impeachment hearings.
The Democrats' impeachment report is quite literally under lock and key, but the Republicans call it a pre-buttal report, is public and reads in part, the evidence presented does not prove any of these Democratic allegations, and none of the Democratic witnesses testified to having evidence of bribery, extortion, or any high crime or misdemeanor. The Intelligence Committee will hold closed-door hearings, likely raise the Democrats' report after that for public consumption. Less than 24 hours later, the Judiciary Committee picks up the baton and will begin hearings with testimony from constitutional lawyers on the meaning of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Fox's Leland Vitters reporting there. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
And we've got something closed yesterday. And doing some reconstruction on that Harry Street Bridge over the Arkansas River. And it's closed. Closed yesterday. It's going to be closed for a couple of months at least until they get this thing fixed. So the detours, well, you're going to have to go down to Lincoln to get across, or up to Lincoln to get across. Again, that's the that Harry Street Bridge is closed, and it's going to be closed for quite a while. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, they closed my ramp again.
Really?
From 13th up onto I-135.
Aw.
Apparently, they put up a sign last week when I was at work that they were going to close it again. This is like the third time in 3 weeks. So this morning, I went down there and got myself a nice, long 15 traffic light drive across the city because I couldn't get on the interstate.
Ah, bummer.
Whatever you guys are doing to the bridge, let's get it done so I don't want to be inconvenienced ever again. All right, now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A weak frontal boundary is sliding across the state, but it's not really bringing much other than clouds. And with a gradual clearing sky into the afternoon, we should get to 58 for the high. Clear tonight, Tarlow 33. Clouding back up on Wednesday, though, with a high 58 and a slight chance of rain on Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Didn't seem all that pleasant yesterday afternoon. Partly cloudy now, 31 degrees. It's chilly this morning again. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. The fact that there is not any discernible moisture in the air means we haven't had to chop the ice off our windshields the past couple of days. So that's good news.
That's always nice.
Yeah. We had a mostly sunny day across central Kansas Monday, which is Wichita's high temperature, 49 degrees. Normal high for the date is 48. So weather's not too bad here as we go through the first week in December.
Hey, I've got a quick correction to make. I didn't look at that right. I said a couple of months because this thing says will remain closed until the spring. I didn't read far enough. Until the spring of 2021.
Okay, now what is that that's closed?
The Harry Street Bridge.
Harry Street Bridge.
Over the Arkansas River. So Harry and McLean-ish.
Harry and McLean. Okay. Yeah. Now I know where it is.
Yeah, and that's going to be closed until... I didn't read the year. That's going to be closed until the spring of 2021. So they're redoing that bridge. It's going to be closed for quite a while.
Well, it's not, I would say, a main traffic flow. On the other hand, there's a couple of big streets.
Well, it's because you're not a Southsider.
I know.
I used that bridge a lot when I lived down there.
Yeah, there's a couple of big streets down there with Harry and McLean involved and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, on this is December 3rd, 2019. On this date in 1828, Andrew Jackson was elected president of the United States by the Electoral College.
Yep.
I mean, just if I just didn't realize this, but the Electoral College has actually elected a few presidents over the years. It's actually worked the way it was supposed to. Some people think it's just an idiotic idea. Others think it's the only thing that saves the republic. So, Andrew Jackson from Tennessee. I just picked up a book at the bookstore the other day that I think is going to be interesting. It's about the aftermath of the Alamo down in Texas and what the Texans did to avenge the Alamos. And I don't know a whole lot about it, so now I'm getting into this. Andrew Jackson and one of his proteges from Tennessee is a young man named Sam Houston, and quite prominent in Texas politics. Jim Bowie was a Tennessean. A lot of people from Tennessee migrated down into Texas before that big state became a nation and then a state. But so it should be interesting reading. I don't know much about that area of time in that area, so. Andrew Jackson, elected president, 1828. Of course, his picture is on the $20 bill.
That's right.
Which you and I don't see very often, but, yeah, there it is.
He's on the 20.
Talk about double trouble. First, police in Georgia say a man who worked at a Steak and Shake called the restaurant to say he wasn't coming to work because he was intoxicated. That's good, right?
It's responsible of him, I suppose.
Then the worker decided that instead of calling out drunk, he'd show up drunk and try to rob the place. The Gainesville Times reports 20-year-old Kentarius Gowans.
That's less responsible of him.
Went to the restaurant after calling out intoxicated, then held a gun to a co-worker's head and demanded money, even as diners looked on. Oh, brother. Police say Gowans still seemed drunk when he raised his weapon at responding officers. He was arrested after a brief struggle during which a stun gun was used.
He's lucky he didn't get shot.
Yeah, you know, he faces a series of charges, including aggravated assault, and that's the... That is the subtext. Hey, Kentarius, you're lucky you're not dead.
Well, I imagine he was trying to give himself an alibi wearing a mask. And, I couldn't have robbed you. I was too drunk. Remember, I called in and said I was too drunk.
I was too drunk to work, so I've got to be too drunk to drive, right? Wow. That's got to be a drunk guy right there.
Yeah, it does.
Protected by police patrols, thousands of Haitian children have begun to return to school after classes halted during months of violent unrest. And I had to tell you, I didn't even realize, when we cover the news every day, that Haiti has had violent unrest. Some schools were about a quarter full yesterday in response to the education ministry's call last week to reopen public and private schools. Others had only a handful of students or didn't open at all. Like virtually all government offices and private businesses, Haitian schools closed during more than 2 months of protests aimed at pressuring President Jovenel Moïse to leave office. That's a story that I frankly have not been aware of. I don't think it's been well covered by our national media.
No, frankly, doesn't seem to be.
Our networks and so forth. And maybe they just don't think it's on the radar. It's not big enough. It's Haiti, for crying out loud. Oh, well, there you go. They've been having problems down there. It's 6:16 now with Steve and Tanner. We do have, the second day in a row. Did we ever resolve the silver alert we had yesterday, Jed?
I don't recall that we did. I can double check.
Yeah. We got a new one coming out from the Salina Police Department. A man by the name of Kenneth Francis, is it Rightcheck? Yes. A.K.A. Kenneth Francis Brown, 69-year-old white male, is missing. And if you want more information, I'm just going to tell you, you need to go to our website, knssradio.com. Jed's put up a photo of the man, and this is coming out of the Salina Police Department, Salina Man.
It wasn't me. Dan did it.
Did Dan put it? Okay, yeah, Dan put it on. All right, Dan O'Neill put it on.
He got it on there.
He got it on there. So this is the second one in 2 nights, or 2 days, I guess. We had one from, Inman, up in McPherson.
Yesterday. I'm checking right now to see if that one's been resolved yet. It'll be just a second.
Okay. We'll just hang on here for a second. Again, another great day coming up with a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be more like spring than fall. Hey, listening to KNSS is easy, and you can find us, of course, on FM at 98.7 and AM at 1330. But you can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And we know that a good many of you out there do that. Sometimes I think people go to work and they really can't have the radio tuned up, so they just put it on their computer and... You know, there it is. So there you go. A couple of ways you can listen to us.
I am not finding any
silver alert.
I'm not finding any word that this has been resolved.
From yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Richard Andrus, a 70-year-old man.
Still must be in effect, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just muddle ahead here in this Tuesday morning at 6:18 now. Steve and Ted in the morning, and Jad Chambers is on the sports desk this morning, and I know. The only thing I know that's going on in sports is we did have Monday Night Football. I know that. What else, Jad? What's happening?
Well, a standout performance at the Cancun Challenge has earned Wichita State's Eric Stevenson a spot on this week's American Athletic Conference honor roll.
Yeah.
Stevenson, 6'3" sophomore from Lacey, Washington, averaged 20.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 2 steals over the tournament. He made the Cancun Challenge All-Tournament team. First weekly award of Stevenson's career from the AAC, and so good work for
I tell you what, I saw him step up the other night in the second half of that one game, and he didn't play like a freshman, he played like a sophomore, he played like a senior, he took command.
Yeah,
this
really
young
did.
Man has some potential. I'm seeing some good things there.
Yes,
everybody else is, of course.
The Shockers return to action Thursday night.
Thursday, right.
Against Central Arkansas, Charles Koch Arena. Oh, head coach Greg Marshall spoke with Mike Kennedy last night on the Coach's Show over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Certainly the trip to Cancun gave you a chance to see your team against a couple of power conference-type teams, and maybe just a general impression of where that leaves you in terms of understanding where you are right now.
Mike, I still don't know. You know, we were kind of disjointed a little bit in the second game. I think West Virginia gets a lot of credit for that with their size and athleticism and how hard they play. But we played very well in South Carolina.
We had some honors awarded for a pair of Shocker ladies last night. Wichita State freshman guard DJ McCarthy named to the American Athletic Conference Freshman of the Week. Sophomore forward Shia Smith picked up her first honor roll selection yesterday. McCarthy, a DeSoto, Texas native, averaged 12.5 points in 47% shooting in Wichita State's 2 wins last week. And that, of course, included that win over Oklahoma on Saturday. Smith is coming off her first career double-double, and in Wichita State's two wins over the week, Smith averaged 6 points and 11.5 rebounds on 50% shooting. McCarty, Smith, and the Shockers travel to Springfield, Missouri to take on number 19 Missouri State Lady Bears tomorrow night. Xavier Sneed at 18 points. K-State beat Florida A&M yesterday, 76-58. The Wildcats forced 17 turnovers and scored 18 fast break points, but did turn the ball over themselves 20 times. That ties their most this season. Next up for the Wildcats, a home matchup with Marquette on Saturday. New college basketball polls are out. KU moves up two spots to number two on the AP poll, trailing only Louisville. The Jayhawks also moved up two spots in the coaches poll to number three behind Louisville and Virginia. You can tune in at 6 for KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Wichita Thunder announced that the team's game tomorrow night at Rapid City has been postponed due to weather conditions affecting the rush. The game has been rescheduled to Sunday, January 26th at 5.05 p.m. The Thunder not playing tomorrow, so they will return to action next 7.05 p.m. Friday night with a trip to Independence to take on the Kansas City Mavericks. And the Kansas City Royals have announced that the club has signed 30-year-old left-handed pitcher Mike Montgomery to a one-year contract per club policy. Terms of that agreement not disclosed. Montgomery was acquired by the Royals on July 15th from the Chicago Cubs, made 13 starts over the final 2 months of the season. The left-hander was selected by KC in the first round of the 2008 first-year player draft. He went 2-7 for the Royals last season with a 4.64 ERA after making 20 relief appearances with the Cubs in 2019. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary, plus traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.